Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सहस्र श्रीमद अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विविटी पांडवाचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की समवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर परमानंदे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर थर्ड टेक्स्ट नंबर 34
यद्येषोपरतदेवी माया विशारदीमतिः सम्पन्न एवेति विदुर महिम्नि स्वयमहीयते यद्येषोपरतदेवी माया वैशारदीमतिः संपन्न एवेति विदुर महिम्नि स्वयमहीयते यद्येषोपरता देवी माया वैशारदीमतिः संपन्न एवेति विदुर महिम्नि स्वयमहीयते.
We are having less time, so we will directly go to word-to-word meaning, then translation of purport. I have been advised like that. Word-to-word meaning, yadi, if, however, esha, de, uparata, subsided, devi maya, illusory energy, Vaisaradi, full of knowledge, Mattihi, enlightenment, Sampannaha, enriched with, Eva, certainly, Iti, thus, Viduh, being cognizant of, Mahimni, in the glories, Sway, of the Self, Mahiyate, being situated in. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. If the illusory energy subsides and the living entity becomes fully enriched with knowledge by the grace of the Lord, then he becomes at once enlightened with self-realization and thus becomes situated in his own glory. Purport. Because the Lord is the absolute transcendence, all of his forms, names, pastimes, attributes, associates and energies are identical with him. His transcendental energy acts according to his omnipotency. The same energy acts as his external, internal and marginal energies. And by his omnipotency, he can perform anything and everything through the agency of any of the above energies. He can turn the external energy into internal by his will. Therefore, by his grace, the external energy, which is employed in illusioning those living beings who want to have it, subsides by the will of the Lord in terms of repentance and penance for the conditioned soul. And the very same energy then acts to help the purified living being make progress on the path of self-realization. The example of electrical energy is very appropriate in this connection. The expert electrician can utilize the electrical energy for both heating and cooling by adjustment only. Similarly, the external energy, which now bewilders the living being into continuation of birth and death, is turned into internal potency by the will of the Lord to lead the living being to eternal life. When a living being is thus graced by the Lord, he is placed in his proper constitutional position to enjoy eternal spiritual life.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातान् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सावद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। थैंक यू एवरीवन फॉर गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक ऑन दिस वर्स ऑफ भागवतम। यद्यो येषु परतां देवी माया वैशारदी मति संपन्न एवेति विदुरम महिम्नि स्वे महीयते। सो translation, when the illusory energy subsides and one is enriched with knowledge by the Lord's grace, then one is situated in his own glorious position. Mahimni sve mahiyate. So only when the Lord's illusory energy which subsides, then only one can be enriched with knowledge. And by the grace of the Lord, then one is situated in his own glorious position. Otherwise, it's not possible. It's very difficult. In Bhagavad Gita also, it is said in 7th chapter, 14th verse, Devi Mahesham Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya Mame Ye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. This illusory, Krishna says that this illusory potency of mine is very difficult to overcome. Mama Maya Duratya, my material energy, my Maya is Duratya, very difficult to overcome. But then what is the way to overcome it? Then how one can come near to Krishna? Then Krishna says, Devi Hesham Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya Mame Eva Ye Prapadyante. Only those who have taken shelter of me, only me, Mam Eva, not of someone else, Mam Eva, Ye Prapadyante Maya Metam Taranti. For such person, for such personality, this Maya can, he can surpass this Maya. Otherwise, it is not possible. In the purport, Prabhupada is writing that Lord is absolute transcendence and all of his forms, names, pastime, attributes, associates, and energy are all identical with him. So not only his form, everything, name, form, pastime, attributes, associates, everything are identical with him. As we give the example in our Gita course that the difference between material name and spiritual name. So the material name, the material objects and material names are different because they are not absolute, they are relative. Suppose we are having thirst, we are having hunger. So when we are thirsty, just by saying water, water, we can't quench our thirst. To quench our thirst, we have to sip a glass of water. We have to take water and drink it. Then only our thirst is going to subside. Otherwise, it's not possible. Why? Because the here the name and the object, they are both two different things. But when it is about Lord's holy name, so Lord's holy name and Lord, they are not different because they are absolute. So both are the same. So effect is same. When we chant the holy name of the Lord, it gives immediate results. It immediately satisfies the conditioned souls. He immediately feels relief from this material suffering and he feels the spiritual bliss. Many times we are not able to experience this because of our conditioning. But Krishna, in the starting day, at least he gives us a glimpse. The Namabhasa, it is said that he gives a glimpse that how blissful this holy name is. Every one of us remembers that how in initial days when we used to chant, how much we used to get satisfied with the holy name, with the chanting of the holy names. But that is not coming after so many years. That is like evaporated in due course of time. It has not evaporated. It has not come actually. But Krishna has, earlier he has given this this taste so that we can continue. Still it is there, but not it has manifested in full. So to revive it completely, we have to put our effort. Initial taste was like a sample of the holy name which Krishna gave so that the living entity can get attracted and come back on this path of spirit, on the path of spiritual journey towards Krishna. So his name, forms, pastime, attributes and associates, energies are all identical with him. And we see the example of how Krishna, every limb are identical. They can perform acts of each and every other limbs. When we offer bhoga to Lord, it is not that Krishna by his hands only eats. By seeing also he can eat. So when we put bhoga in front of the Lord, by seeing Lord Krishna, he purifies the bhoga, he eats it, he accepts it. It says, angani yasya saklendriya vritti manti. All the limbs of the Lord are able to perform the activities of all the other limbs. By eyes he can walk, by feet also he can take food. What any activity he can perform with his any of the limbs, because he is absolute, he is not relative. His any limbs are absolute. His transcendental energy acts according to his omnipotency. So what? The same energy acts as external, internal and marginal potency. So same energy there, but the people who are, those who perceive this whole material world based on their own perception, they perceive it differently. Some are under the same energy, acts some, for some of them as external potency, for some it acts as internal potency. It is not that energies are different, but the person who is using that energy, in what way, in what consciousness he is using, he realizes it in that way. Like there is one example that two friends were going from one village to another, and in between one forest was there. So when they were passing, one was a follower of Muhammad, one was Hindu. So one Maulvi was there, one Pandit was there, both were walking through that woods. So both were friends. So while passing through the woods in the forest, they heard one bird singing, making some sound. Tuk, 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 something like that. So one Maulvi said, see, are you able to hear something? What is that? He said, see, that bird is making sound. He's saying, Allah teri rahmat, Allah teri rahmat, Allah teri rahmat. So this friend, the Pandit, he heard and he said, no, the bird is not singing that. So he's singing something different. What is that? He said, the bird is saying, Ram teri darshan, Ram teri darshan, Ram teri darshan. Now they are both friends, but now they are having arguments over this. No, that bird is saying this, bird is saying that. So both are having arguments. Now they have to settle what the actually bird is saying. So they finally saw that one passerby was going by, and he was a vegetable seller. He was passing by with his basket of vegetables on his head. So they stopped him and asked, see, we are having argument about this bird singing, that what the bird is saying. So I am saying, Allah Teri Rehmat, and he is saying, Ram Teri Darshan, Ram Teri Darshan. So you decide what the bird is singing. So he heard for a while, the vegetable seller, and then he said, no, no, he is neither saying this or that. Both of you are wrong. Then what is that? They are saying, Lasan Pyaj Adarak, Lasan Pyaj Adarak. So, all different person are perceiving the same thing, same occurrence, but they are deriving a different result. Same material world, same material elements, Mayavadi having different conclusion, devotee has different conclusion. Okay, the scriptures are telling the truth that what is actual, but different people based on their previous notations, previous misconception or conceptions, they realize the truth in different way. Like we say, three aspects of realization of the Brahman. Brahman realization, Paramatma realization, and Bhagwan realization. Although both, all are correct, but based on the person who is perceiving that truth in a different way. So this example, yesterday we were sharing in after the class, that one brahmachari said that, I came, I joined the ashram because this brahmachari was giving this talk, and he said, then I was very much inspired. Then that brahmachari said, in my class, one of the person is recently getting married, and he said, he gave example of some incident where he quoted something, and he was inspired to take grihastha ashram. So same preacher is there, but different person perceived that instructions or message differently. Someone is inspired to join brahmachari ashram, someone is inspired to take grihastha ashram. It is not that no one is influencing him. Everyone is influencing, but it is also based on different experiences from different personalities, and at some point of time something may strike to him. But it's not that only one person is responsible for his failure or success in the life. So we perceive the truth based on our own conception. So similarly, here is the Lord's material energy. It also acts differently based on the person who are receiving it, or those who are acting under that energy, in which way. So Lord can perform anything and everything through the agency of any of the above energy, his external, internal or marginal energy. And by his grace, the external energy subsides by the will of the Lord in terms of repentance and penance for the conditioned soul. So this is one of the very important things, that this external energy subsides by the will of the Lord in terms of repentance and penance of the conditioned souls. When the conditioned soul sees that, when he comes to devotional service and he sees that in his life he has not utilized his energy in serving Krishna, or seeing the past that he was not engaged in Krishna consciousness, or he was engaged in some other activity, he feels very much repentance about his misdeeds. And that repentance gradually purifies him. The burning of that repentance purifies the living entities. So we see the example of, different examples are there in the scriptures, like Bharat Maharaj, when he was performing his austerity, but later on, due to attachment with deer, he fell down from his position, and in next life he took birth as deer. But due to his previous good, previous bhakti, he was able to remember the activities of his previous life, and he came to know that he has reached to such an advanced stage of devotional service, but that was snatched away from him just because he was attached. He became attached to one deer, so he became repentance, and he left the place where he was born. He left his mother and went to the hermitage of Pulha Rishi, and there he associated with the sadhu. He heard their lectures and ate only dry leaves. So in that way, he repented whole life, and the next life, he took birth as Chad Bharat. And in that life, He was always remembering his previous activity and was always focused on remembering Krishna within. But outside, he was revealing himself, or he was showing himself to be a person who is very dumb, fool, not responding to any good sense of the person around. Like his father, he was born in a Brahmana family, and his father tried to inculcate in him good behavior, that after responding to nature's call, wash your hand and everything. So he used to do the reverse thing. First he will wash his hand and then he will respond to the nature's call. So he was just doing opposite, so that people should not, he should not get attached to with these activities. And he was fearing that he will lose again a chance to serve or to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that way, once he was caught by the palanquin carriers of King Raghugana. So, because one person was sick in that group, so he was caught and he was employed as one of the palanquin carrier among the four in that King Raghugana's palanquin. And he was walking, but while walking, any place, if some ant would come on his way, then he will just place his foot somewhere else, and by doing so, the balance of the whole palanquin would get disturbed, because palanquins, when the palanquin is going, the all four person who are carrying it, they has to be synchronized. If they are not synchronized, if anyone legs are moving less or covering less distance, or they are putting in different direction, the whole palanquin will be in jerk, and the person who is sitting, he will feel very much disturbed. So this thing was happening time and again. So King Raghugana got disturbed, and he then chastised, who is doing this? So the other palanquin carriers, they were very much fearful from the wrath of the king. So they immediately said, this, we have employed a new person who is doing all this. We are not at fault. This person is at fault. Then King Raghugana chastised him, and by hearing this chastisement, Jadavarat took it very, very simply, and he gave some philosophical answers, which immediately, when King Raghugana heard these answers, he immediately felt that this is not some simple person. This must be a very realized person, otherwise he can't speak like this. And he immediately came out of his palanquin, fell at the feet of King Jadabharat, and he was repentant that what he has done. And by that repentance, he attracted the mercy of Jadabharat, and that place Jadabharat gave him the knowledge, the spiritual knowledge. He accepted Jadabharat as his spiritual master. So this repentance, earlier the repentance was from Bharat Maharaj in his previous life, and then King Raghugana also felt repentant about his activity, and he took shelter of Jadabharat. So another example is Durvasa Muni. When Maharaj Ambarish was fasting for one whole year, and then Durvasa Muni came, so Durvasa Muni felt very angry when Ambarish Maharaj broke his fast without first feeding him. And in his wrath, he created a demon, but that demon was killed by the chakra of Lord Vishnu. And that chakra was finally after Durvasa Muni. And this Durvasa Muni, he was running at different places asking for shelter. He went to all the great demigods. He went to Lord Brahma, he went to Lord Shiva, but they were unable to save him. They said, we can't do anything. This is Lord Vishnu's weapon. We can't do anything. Then he finally went to Vishnu, and Vishnu said, this weapon is not in my control. When my devotees are offended, I can't do anything. So if you want to do something, then go and take shelter of Ambarish, Maharaj Ambarish. Then Durvasa Muni went to Maharaj Ambarish. He was repentant. He fell at the feet of Maharaj Ambarish, and with repentant, he begged forgiveness. That time, Maharaj Ambarish forgave him. So this repentance works not only in the case of directly with Supreme Personality of Godhead, also with dealing with the devotees. If we have offended someone, if we are repentant, if we are genuinely repentant and we ask for forgiveness from that devotee forgives us. Otherwise, there is, if we check, then there is no other ways that how to get, how to attract the mercy of other devotee if we have offended them. Only by this repentance and asking forgiveness, we are having some chance that we will be forgiven. Otherwise, it's not possible. Maharaj Parikshit, when while in forest hunting, he was so much thirsty and hungry. He went to the Samik Rishi. Samik Rishi, and there he saw that the sage is sitting, not responding anything. So finally, in his anger, he put a dead snake around his neck. So actually, in the scripture, it is said that it was not due to his some past karma that he did like that. This was a only plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was not that he was like that person. But by doing this activity, later on, Maharaj Parikshit felt very much remorse and repentant that what he has done. He is there to serve this personality, to help, to protect the Brahmana, the cows, but he himself has insulted this Brahmana, this sage. So he was so much repentant, and he thought that let all the calamity come on to me, let me die. So he was repenting, and in that repentant, he left everything, and he was later on informed that he was being cursed to die within 7 days. So he thought that now this has given me an opportunity to come out of this material attachment, which I have become so much attached to. So then he left everything, his palace, and he came to the bank of Ganges near Suktal, and there Sukhdev Goswami later on arrives and he gives the instruction. So that repentance here leads him to the spiritual perfection of his life. Jai Vijay, in that case we see that when Kumara went to the meet Lord Vaikunthanath in Vaikuntha Lok, so there they were offended by this Jai and Vijay. And later on, when the Jai and Vijay were cursed, they were repentant. They were asking forgiveness from four Kumaras. And they asked forgiveness that please forgive us so that we can, and they asked the remedy, how we can again be situated back in the service of our Master, our Lord. So this repentance always helps the living entity to again resituated in his position, because all the living entities are actually the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his eternal position. But due to his forgetfulness, due to association with material energy, he has almost forgotten completely that he was serving there. So again he has to revive this position to come back to be again situated in the same position. In case of Jagai Madhai, we see that how Jagai Madhai were so rude in dealing with Nityanand Prabhu. But when one brother showed some sympathy towards Nityanand Prabhu, and then when Mahaprabhu came, he was so much angry and he was ready to kill with his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityanand Prabhu said that no, this one brother, he has stopped Jagai. So seeing that, and later on Madhai also, he became repentant. So seeing the repentant behavior, the Lord Gauranga also became immediately, he became merciful, and immediately he embraced these two brothers and gave them mercy. And they were, from that point onward, they were serving Vaishnavas, and they took such a humble position that everyone was thinking how these personalities has been transformed. So this transformation was based on their repentant behavior for their past misdeeds which they have performed. Pure devotee also. So these are the, and we see in the examples of our acharyas also that they also pray in their prayers that how they are fallen. Although they are not fallen, it is for us to remind us our fallen position, but simultaneously they are not also making some like जो है नहीं और उसके बारे में दे आर नॉट टेलिंग समथिंग और दे आर नॉट आई कैन से they are not saying which is they are feeling that they are that are untrue. If they are saying that feeling that I am fallen, that means they are at least themselves feeling. Why? Because they feel that they have not received the mercy of the Lord properly, and that's why they feel that they are fallen. And because they feel themselves of fallen, they feel that they are deprived of the mercy of the Lord, and that's why they pray in the prayers of Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya, and their Karuna Na Hoibe, Kandiya Kandiya, Prana Na Rakhi Boar. So the devotee is praying that, oh Gurudev, please bestow upon me your mercy, because without your mercy, there is no use. I will not be able to keep my life. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his prayers, in Gopinath Bhajan, all the three series of Bhajan, the same mood is portrayed there, that how one, and he is saying that how one is fallen, the sadhaka is fallen, and how he requires the mercy of the Lord. He is saying that all the demons, they got delivered, but I have not received your mercy. Asura sakala paila sarana vinoda thakilo bose. You have delivered the asuras, all the asuras, but this poor Bhakti Vinod, you have left him. Vinoda thakilo bose Gopinath mama nivedana sunos. Oh Lord, please hear my plea that I am so fallen, I am not able to take your shelter, please give me your mercy. So by hearing these prayers we realize that our situation is not better. These pure devotees, they are praying, they are feeling themselves in that position, but most of the time we don't feel that we are in such position. We feel that we are better, but actually we are worse, much, much worse than what we can think of. But these prayers, while we sing these prayers, gradually we also develop that mood, that actually these prayers are meant for us, not for them. And when we feel that prayers, when we offer these prayers with feeling to Lord, Lord bestow their mercy, as He is situated in every one of our heart. He gives the satisfaction and He gives the mercy by which we can get purified. Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Hari Hari Vifale Janama Gunayinu. This prayer was very dear to Srila Prabhupada also. He's saying, Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Suniya Visakhainu. So this is the position of the living entities, that he is doing every activity apart from pleasing Krishna. He is doing every activity apart from pleasing Krishna, and this activity of pleasing Krishna, one can perform in this human form of life only. He can't perform this in any other form. That's why he is saying, Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajya. And by doing that, what I have done, Janiya Suniya Visakhainu. Knowingly, I have drunk poison. So this is the position. So when a living entity prays in such mood, that repentance, then he gets purified and he gets purification. And then what happens, that the external energy which now bewilders the living being into continuation of birth and death is turned into internal potency by the will of the Lord to lead the living being to eternal life. So by doing this, one is again situated in his original constitutional position where he can serve Lord. So the stress is that one has to again situate himself in his original position. Whatever he is doing, he has to present in that activity in devotional service. Like when we are chanting, it is said that we have to focus on the chanting. Otherwise, what happens, that we are chanting the holy name, but we are not with the holy name. Why? Because our mind is very expert. Whenever we do the same similar activity, it runs on autonomous mode. It has two different tracks or many tracks. So when you are doing some regular activity every day, it and the mind comes to know that this is the pattern, it puts that activity on that particular track, and now again he is free to do his wandering work, wandering from one place to another place. Manorathenat. So man rides on the chariot of horse and wanders from one place to another place. Like example is that when you go to a new place, you are searching for a new place, you have given an address. So suppose you have joined a new office. So you go there asking for the address to different people who are around the corner of the road, and you finally reach that building, then that floor, then that office. This happens once, twice. Second day you will ask less number of people, you are less confused. Third day still it will reduce, and after 1 week you don't need to ask anyone. So earlier you were so much conscious that you should not miss that particular lane and everything, but now you are talking in your phone, you don't realize when you have reached your office. So similar is the thing when we are chanting, we don't realize when it has completed. We have completed our 16 rounds. Because mind is very expert. It puts you on the autonomous mode. And we go, our chanting goes in one track and we are on another track. Our mind is free to wander here and there. So we have to present ourselves. Mahimni sve mahiyate, in the same position again. Then we will be able to release the holy name. Then it will be able to purify us. Otherwise it is not possible. Similar thing is with all the activities on devotional service, not with the chanting, with any activity. If you are taking Mahaprasad, most of the time, while honoring Mahaprasad, we are thinking or we are doing so many other activities. We are not releasing Mahaprasad. It is also a mercy of Krishna. So we should try to release it. I'm not saying that anyone who is, when we see anyone doing, someone else doing other activities, we should judge. But this is for us only, for ourselves, that how much we are releasing our current activity in our devotional service. When I cook, in cooking, and I want so many different activity there, then I miss sometime. Cooking, cake gets burned, sweet rice gets burned. Why? Because not focused, not present in the one activity. Rasgulla is cooking, rasmala is cooking, and same sweet rice. You have focused more on rasgulla than sweet rice got burned. So although this is, all are here spiritual activity, but all the tasks are, if you have to complete in a proper way, then you have to, if three tasks are going on, you have to focus on three simultaneously in a proper manner. So similar thing happens with all our activity in devotional service. If you are not focused, if you are not situated in proper place, swemne mahimni sve mahiyate, then we get lost. We are not able to perform our devotional service. So when we are situated in such activity, when our real identity, then this external energy turns into eternal energy. And by the will of the Lord, the living entity then leads to eternal life. When a living being is thus graced by the Lord, he is placed in his proper constitutional position to enjoy eternal spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question or comments? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.